This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I heard a colleague of mine tell me the story of Michael Platt. Michael Platt, a well-known American yachtsman, and I'm talking back in 1992, when he began a solo crossing of the North Atlantic Ocean, and what he was doing was planning to sail from the US to France. Now, everything had been well prepared. He was someone who knew what he was doing. He'd actually circumnavigated the globe more than once and was an expert with this state-of-the-art sailboat. Well, he purchased a new emergency positioning indicating radio beacon. That's a mouthful, isn't it? But it was there just in case of trouble, and all his friends wished him well off he sailed. But 2 weeks into the voyage, something went terribly wrong, and this brilliant man was lost at sea. It was so peculiar. A sailor with the best of experience, expertise, and equipment. And so a rescue search was mounted, and then his boat was found floating upside down. And Michael Platt, tragically, was never found, assumed drowned. Now, this boat should not have been upside down. They're built to take severe conditions and should have remained afloat. It's an 8,000-pound weight bolted to the keel. So in this instance, the weight had somehow broken away. This 4-ton weight was missing on this state-of-the-art boat. And when the first wave had come, the experts maintained that the boat had submerged. Why did that happen? Well, no one seems to know. And there was nothing there to keep it stable. And as a result, history records the tragedy of a much admired man lost at sea back in 1992. Now, this story reminded me of the need for a strong foundation. Do you have a good and solid foundation for life with the storms that come along? The Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy apparently is one day going to fall. The scientists every year travel to measure this building's slow descent. And they reckon the 179-foot tower moves about 1/20th of an inch a year, and it's now 17 feet out of plumb. So here's this brilliant tower, 810 years old, which could collapse into the nearby restaurant. Do you know that the foundation for the Leaning Tower of Pisa is only actually 10 feet deep? Not a very good foundation, actually. There was a TV documentary about the Beatles, and you would remember in the 1960s, young people, John, Paul, George and Ringo, they were looking for the meaning of life. And history also tells us the Beatles turned to the Eastern mysticism in the person of the Maharishi Mahesh Yoga. And at one point they followed Maharishi to his retreat centre in India. They stayed with him for some weeks. And then one day someone with a helicopter offered to take the Maharishi for an aerial tour of the area. And one person could go with him. So John Lennon jumped forward and took to the air with his guru. And afterwards, one of the Beatles asked John Lennon why it had been so important to go with the man in the ride. And John Lennon said, "I thought that while we were up there, he might slip me the answer." Isn't it true that we're all looking for an answer? But I like the words of Jesus in Matthew 7. And this is what Jesus said one day. "Everyone who hears the words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it didn't fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." And you can read that story for yourself in Matthew 7, 24-27. So if you've had anything to do with a building, you'd realize the most important aspect of building a house is choosing a good foundation and a solid foundation. And the Bible tells us that best foundation is Jesus Christ. So sometime, if you come across a song called "The Anchor Holds," written by Ray Bolts, you want to have a look at the words. It talks about the anchor holds, though the ship is battered and though the sails are torn. And he said, I never knew these things. They were only grains of sand that he had, but I'm older now, and through the storms of life, God has proved his love to me. Well, thank you, Heavenly Father, for the words that are so true. Thank you that we can trust in you at all times. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.